Title: Easing the Pain, Relief for Texans in the Form of Low THC Cannabis. Content: As with many states, Texas and the cannabis plant have a long, complex history, from the first citywide cannabis ban adopted in El Paso in 1915, to the enactment of state laws in 1931 that made possession of any amount of cannabis illegal statewide, to imposing in 1955 sentences of up to life imprisonment for cannabis possession by repeat offenders. In this two-part article, we provide an overview of the cannabis-related legislation and regulations applicable to Texas cannabis operators and consumers. In Part 1, we discuss the state's regulations for limited medical cannabis use and consumption. In Part 2, we will cover Texas's hemp program. Recent movements across the nation to decriminalize cannabis have been gaining steam. Perhaps, as a sign of the times, Texas enacted the Compassionate Use Act, the Act 1, in 2015, thereby creating a medical cannabis use program for Texas permanent residents known as the Compassionate Use/Low THC 2 Cannabis Program, the program. Initially, to the dismay of many, only patients diagnosed with intractable epilepsy were eligible for the program, and, even then, only after obtaining two qualified physicians' opinions that cannabis may be an effective treatment for the patient. 3. Although ever cautious, Texas legislators took heed to those asking for broader application, and, in 2019, expanded the Act to incorporate additional medical conditions, and clarified and simplified certain requirements, which included, among other things, the need to obtain the opinion of only one qualified physician. 4. Generally, the Act covers patient eligibility, physician qualifications, low THC cannabis, 5, and medical use requirements, and licensing of dispensing organizations. The Act further establishes an online database containing such patient, physician, prescription, and dispensing organization information known as the Compassionate Use Registry of Texas, CURT, and charges the Department of Public Safety, the department, with administration and maintenance of the program. The Act further prohibits counties and local governments from enacting, adopting, or enforcing a rule, ordinance, order, resolution, or other regulation that prohibits the cultivation, production, dispensing, or possession of low THC cannabis as authorized by the Act. 6. Patients and treatment. Although cannabis remains a controlled substance under federal laws, the Act exempts the medical use by eligible Texas patients of low THC cannabis from penalties associated with the unlawful possession, use, and delivery of cannabis. To qualify as medical use, the patient must ingest, not smoke, the low THC cannabis in only the prescribed amount. 7. Current eligible medical conditions include seizure disorders, multiple sclerosis, spasticity, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, autism, terminal cancer, and any incurable neurodegenerative disease. 8. The doctor is in order to prescribe low THC cannabis. A physician must be duly licensed and certified by approved specialty boards in a specialty relevant to the treatment of the patient's particular medical condition, and must dedicate a significant portion of his/her clinical practice to the evaluation and treatment of the patient's particular medical condition. 9. As part of issuing or renewing a prescription, a physician must register in CURT as the patient's prescriber. 10. Registered physicians must immediately inform the department of any change in their qualifications to prescribe low THC cannabis. 11. Under many other states' compassionate use programs, physicians provide a recommendation for cannabis, rather than a prescription. The distinction in terminology is important because under federal law, cannabis cannot be lawfully prescribed by a physician or used by a patient. Understandably, physicians are wary of violating federal law even if their actions are allowed under state law. In a move aimed at increasing physician participation, the Texas legislature clarified in the 2019 amendments that the term prescription, as relates to medical use of low THC cannabis under the Act and the program, means an entry in CURT. 12. The prescription entry in CURT must include the physician's name, patient's name, date of birth and last four digits of the patient's social security number, prescribed dosage, means of administration ordered, and the total amount of low THC cannabis required.